Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Hello, welcome to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and we're on Transformation Talk Radio. So today we're going to talk about healing, and actually cell-level healing. I've been working in with a healing system for 20 years myself that focuses on not just the physical, but healing throughout all our systems, which includes emotional, mental, and spiritual as well. So we used to going into the doctor when we don't feel good, who look at the physical issues, they give us a pill to make it better, which sometimes works, sometimes doesn't, and can also cause side effects that make us feel bad in another way. So what I see in this picture is we're just putting a Band-Aid on it. We're not addressing the core issues, which usually comes from a mental or emotional issue as they've had tremendous effects on our body. Today, my guest will talk about healing from a cellular level, and she also looks at the emotional and spiritual blockages that causes health issues and uses the mind to create the change towards healing. So today is my honor to interview Dr. Joyce Hawks. Joyce Hawks received her Ph.D. in biophysics from Pennsylvania State University in 1971 and was a postdoctoral fellow with the National Institutes of Health at the Oregon Regional Primate Research Center. She then published 36 manuscripts in scientific journals and worked as a supervisory research assistant with the National Marine Fisheries in Seattle. Dr. Hawks' work was honored with the U.S. National Achievement Award, and she was elected to the position of fellow in the American Association for the Advancement of Science. Following a near-death experience when a heavy, leaded glass window fell on her, knocking her unconscious, it inspired her to change careers. She earned a master's in pastoral ministry from Seattle University and extensively explored indigenous healing traditions throughout Southeast Asia alongside renowned Native healers. Dr. Hawks continues to share her gifts as a healer, teacher, and writer by presenting seminars nationally and internationally. When drawing from this unique and diverse background, Dr. Hawks brings us her recently released book, Cell Level Healing. It's filled with thought-provoking stories and photographs, free of jargon, and thoroughly grounded in decades of experience in both laboratory science and hands-on healing. This profound book details how our thoughts can change the way our cells function to repair and renew our bodies, and how we can tap into our innate restorative abilities. Dr. Joyce Hawks' website is www.joycehawks.com. So welcome, Joyce, to Voices of Women.
Thank you so much. It's a delight to be with you today.
Yes, this bright, sunny, beautiful day in Seattle, which we're all glad to see after having, we get one day of sun and 2 days clouds and the one day of sun maybe, and it's been an interesting summer.
Certainly has. A few hours of summer is about it.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. But you know what? I think I'd rather be here than where WBLQ is, where it's, what, 100 degrees or so. So
yeah, I'm grateful. I'm one of those Northwesterners by birth and return from places abroad and going, oh, I really like it here.
Yes. So you're living a very different life now than since your near-death experience, very different from your scientific field that you worked in for many years. So I imagine you wouldn't have pictured this while being a scientist. What's the biggest difference in your daily life now, and what do you personally value most from this profound shift?
Well, you know, I used to see it as real distinctly separate, and now I look back and I can see how it all weaves together and flows. I still read scientific journals, and I'm amazed at what new technology has brought in understanding the deep workings of cells and how exciting that is. My daily life is, involved now in meditation, first of all, which wasn't the case as a scientist, and working directly with individuals who need help and assistance. I mean, before it was mostly that great huge electron microscope that weighs a ton, and the people that worked for me in the lab. So, yes, indeed, it's changed. There's much more outreach, and a wonderful sense of satisfaction, too, of being able to bring the healing gift and healing wisdom to people and knowing that they're getting better based on their reports and on what their physicians say.
Yes, it's good to get that. Mm-hmm. It's good to get that validation, you know. You go back to the doctor and say, and they actually validate that, yes, you know, the x-rays, the tests, the blood tests, whatever, is showing you are better. They may not acknowledge it's from you. They may think it's the pill they gave them. But at least there's that acknowledgement, you know, like, hey, you know, you've gotten better.
Yes, in fact, there was a woman I worked with years ago who had a very serious blood disease, and which required that she had a level of transfusion every 2 weeks. And as we started working, that stretched out to a month and 2 months. And it was one of those conditions that was not considered ever curable. Her hematologist told her that she would be having this kind of regime the rest of her life. And then her blood stabilized. She didn't need any more. And so after 6 to 8 months of that stability, he said, you know, you don't have to come back here anymore. And it frightened her. She said, but what if I get tired or exhausted or have some symptoms of what brought me here in the first place? And he said, I recommend the first thing you do is go back to that healer. And I was astonished because this is one of the hematologists in Seattle who is not into this stuff or openly. Anyway, there are docs who go, we don't understand what helped. Nothing that we did actually could have. And by golly, we honor that there are some other ways of healing.
Well, that's great to hear, you know, the medical profession, you know, opening to that, those possibilities. So one thing I want to talk about, our thoughts are very powerful and they affect our physicality. How do they change us at the cellular level? Because I know that's the area you work in.
Well, it's interesting because I've had some brainwave testing both here in locally with EEG equipment and also in Japan. I was flown to Japan to have brainwave testing while I was doing healing work on a person, on a patient right there in the at Nihon University in the laboratory, if you will, of Dr. Akio Mori. And what we found was my brain does some unusual things that some other people's brains do, that either in meditation or while doing healing work, there's a very strong delta wave. Now, beta, we know, is the thinking mind, and that's there and present when I'm doing this work. It's not like I'm checked out, but my mind is alert, and there's alpha. There's a sense of that kind of all is well, a sense of well-being. There's theta, which is seen usually strongest in the dream state, but it's present. But delta rises at least 7 times higher in my brain, all over the brain, not just one spot, when I'm sending healing. And so the outcome of that is that our thoughts can help us develop skill which tap a level of consciousness that I'm not sure we can just think up. You know, intention's wonderful. All of that helps us develop skill. But there's a place where we enter the mystery. And we often can kind of feel it. For me, it's, yeah, I'm alert, I'm aware. But I also have this a sense of expansion. And in that state, I know that I'm a conduit for healing. I also work with people and give them some teaching and instruction on how they can reach those states themselves and can utilize that link between this incredible mind and the incredible thoughts that we can work with to enter places of mystery where it seems that healing is the most powerful.
Yeah, it is. It is like a mystery, and I know that sense of. I'm assuming that going into kind of a meditative state, and the more you practice meditation, the more you would be able to do this.
Yes, I think meditation is a key to it. However, it's not meditation that's necessarily, I have to sit with my back a certain way, my neck a certain way, and the top of my head a certain way, and my legs folded up. People find different positions, different places, different ways of meditating. Might be walking, might be being by water, it might be on your cushion in a traditional way. But the bottom line for that, for me, is connection. I can tell when there's an authentic connection with something bigger, deeper, broader, more expansive than myself, and yet it links to self. So there's a joyfulness and a sense of peace that's not unlike the experience people relate from near-death experiences. In an authentic meditation, sometimes people see colors or images or smell a fragrance. And then sometimes it doesn't seem like much at all happens. It's just like quiet. That's cool. And then you see things change in your life. So for me, there's a range of what meditation means, both in how to approach it and in how it feels. I think it's limiting to use meditation for a result. Okay, I do meditation so I can relax, or I do meditation so I can blah, blah, blah. There's a point where it's lovely to just say, there's a sense in me of devotion and gratitude in meditation. I'm sending that and allowing myself to receive whatever blessing there is of the day.
That's great. Yeah, that's perfect. Because if we put putting a limit, like we want a certain result, would limit it, because we're not looking for this and something greater. Well, this is Chris Stainless. We're talking to Joyce Hawks, and we will be back shortly.
The world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The In Search of the Miraculous 3-day workshop at the Omega Institute from July 29th to the 31st can change your life. Learn how to identify and erase your unconscious programs. Experience the quick and profound results of the revolutionary self-healing Dalian method. And fast forward your healing journey into consciousness with direct individual guidance from Mata. To register for this life-changing workshop with Eliza Mata Dalian at the Omega Institute, visit the calendar of events at dalianmethod.com.
Bambusa Bamboo Products saves trees and reduces waste by providing a new material for bathroom tissue and baby wipes. Bambusa Bamboo Products offers the only tree-free 100% bamboo bathroom tissue and award-winning baby wipes made from ultra-soft bamboo-derived fibers. Using material from renewable bamboo is the ideal alternative for toilet paper and wet wipes. Call 866-996-2867 or visit bambusa.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister of light, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
And that song is sung by Lorraine Bays. It's on our Woman of Wisdom CD. You can purchase that on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. It's got some great tunes from people like Holly Neer, Libby Roderick, and many others. So I'm talking today with Joyce Hawks, and we're talking about cell-level healing. And we were just talking about that, having that authentic connection and getting into that place of meditation where you're just feeling that peacefulness that she experienced also in her near-death experience. So, Joyce, in your book, you talk about soul signatures and the flow of energy and even the vibration of cells. So how do those three things relate, and how do you, what do they have to do with healing and the work you do?
Sure. There seems to be a consciousness in cells. And if you look at videos, you can even see on YouTube of there's one of a white blood cell called a neutrophil that's chasing a bacteria. It's just astonishing. It's going, how can that be a mechanistic thing? That particular cell doesn't have a brain, it doesn't have a nervous system, and yet it's responsive to its environment, it's responsive to its job. The body is amazing. It's a sacred vessel for sure. We have close to 100 trillion cells in each one of us, and that's an astounding number. Those cells all work together. They touch each other. They send messages via all kinds of wonderful mechanisms so that the body is coordinated and working together all the time. In the energy arena, people have described layers of light around the body forever. Very recently, there's been testing done, actually in a lab in Japan, that was published, showing that the human body actually does emit light, photons, all the time. It's about 1,000 times lower than what our eyes usually see. But we are energy systems that not only create light just in our basic metabolism and our basic living sphere, but we also have vibrational movement within us all the time. So when I first got started doing healing work, I learned about chakras, and I had clients come, and I was busy clearing chakras and helping to get the quote-unquote light colors in each chakra, and each of those colors, like red, orange, green, indigo, purple, are a vibrational frequency in the electromagnetic spectrum. And I had people get kind of nauseated and not feel too well, and I went, whoa, what's happening here? So I asked, and by then my vision, inner vision, had opened, and all of a sudden this one particular client's body kind of opened up, if you will. And what I saw was a core, almost like a tube of color running just above her spine from the back of her neck, clear down to the base of the pelvis. and it wasn't a rainbow color. It did not match the chakra colors. It was sparkly silver all the way. And I went, ooh, what is this about? Now, that particular channel in esoteric literature is called the Sushumna. It's known as a channel of energy, and there are two other channels on either side of them, two nadis. And so what I did was to gently send silver energy through my hands and my consciousness to this person in each of her chakras. And she had an astounding healing, really quickly began to feel better. This was a very sensitive, unusual person who was just had a different pattern. And she was trying to become a Jungian therapist at that time, having trouble with her health. Slowly, we could mix a little bit of earth color, a little bit of red in the first chakra, but mostly helped her stabilize and know that she could work with that wonderful basic silver energy that seemed to be hers. And she finished her schooling, became a very successful therapist, and maintained her health. So from experience, I learned that things aren't always the way they are in a manual, that each of us are a little bit different, and we have very interesting balance and imbalances and vibrational frequencies within us, and that in those states of being able to heal, in the states where we're tapping the deep mystery of the unconscious through those delta waves, that delta part of our brain, that we can bring that wisdom and knowledge to each other or to ourselves for health and for healing.
Yeah, and it's about trusting. You know, I think we intuit this a lot, and sometimes we discount. Like you saw that silver, but another person might have gone. I should say colors, you know, or they don't trust what they're seeing, and we have this information we can see, and it's a matter of just, you know, trusting and going with that. And so you learned a lot from that one experience. And I actually know that silver energy probably could work. You probably use that with a lot of people now.
There are a lot of people that show up that is by far the best energy, or a sparkly gold energy. And mm-hmm. Your point is just right on, Chris, that trusting what we see or experience is one of the major challenges in our journey as human beings, as people of consciousness and spirit. And that we have to be in a fairly neutral state to do that. If I'm grasping or trying really hard, I've got to get this information, it's often elusive. As the more I relax and trust and it comes, there's a feel of it now that I can sense, that I know, bingo, this is right on. And I am in a neutral state, so I can receive it, I can understand it, I can work with it.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes we strive for that so hard that we just can't get it, and we just and we go, why can't I did it last week? It came so naturally.
Yeah.
I know that it's kind of like you just can't force it. Some days you may not just be on, but you know it's a matter of letting go of that expectation and what you think you know, and just it may be different each day too. Well,
makes
you've worked
exciting.
With yes, and you've worked with a lot of indigenous healers in Southeast Asia. And so what do you, I know that's of interest for a lot of people working with indigenous healers. What did you bring back with from those travels? How do you incorporate that in your healing work?
Well, you know, I spent 3 months on site in the Philippines with a healer, and then a month in South India, and then 10 years going back and forth to Bali with a master healer that I worked with exclusively. And there was incredible richness in all of these. I learned how crucial meditation / connection is indeed. I learned how to translate what was going on there and what I learned from them into our culture, rather than trying to repeat the rituals or patterns that they do. So that translation became kind of my job, in a sense.
And how is it different?
Well, in Bali, for example, we would go to... Each time I would go there, we'd go to a different temple, and my master healer, Jiro Mankushri Kandi, would go into trance. She would dance and chant and then ask me what I saw. She tested me every time I came to see what the development was in my own abilities. And then we would work with some level of either initiation or empowerment. When I would come back to Seattle, I could see that I could work with people that I could help more quickly, or people would show up who had a disease that I knew I couldn't have worked with before. It was a deepening each time of the spiritual journey, and is the ability to carry energy that could touch someone else and actually help them.
Yeah, so it was a real training ground for you to learn about energy from these people.
It was. Energy, how to approach it, what its qualities are, how to move it to another person. And because it was in a culture out of the context of my own culture, I really paid attention. You know, I couldn't second guess anything. I had to really
yes.
be alert and pay attention. So it taught me the value of full presence and not drifting off into what I think it's going to be about.
Oh, that's such a that's such a learning experience, because our minds drift so much, and to be fully present. Well, and now I'm curious, because you said move it to another person. How do you do that?
Well,
in a short, we only have half a minute. We
half
can go
a minute.
Into it.
Yeah. That's a mystery.
Yeah.
There is a feeling for when it happens. I know when it happens. Perhaps we can talk more about that.
So it's a knowingness. It's transferring your energy to someone else. It's how you send the healing energy to your client.
Right. And there's evidence of entrainment of brain waves, of heart rates, and there's little hints of interesting evidence that we certainly affect each other all the time at these levels.
Yes.
And so to be able to do that in a healing and positive way is really important.
Yes. Well, this is Chris Danis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more about these healing experiences with Joyce Hawks.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light for a Spiritual and Healing Journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit egyptiscalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Danis, and we're talking to Joyce Hawks. Joyce, how about giving your contact information and how people might be able to set up a time with you? Because you even do this by distance, by phone.
I do, and the easiest way is to go to my website, celllevelhealing.com. There's lots of pages and information, and on the very front page, there's a little box that says Book Now. And so that will take you to a page that shows the session times that are open. My sessions are 1 hour long. And you click on the one you want. If you're a new person, obviously, you just put in your name, email address, and a phone number. And then you're all set, and we send back a confirmation. I see people in my office in Seattle. I also work extensively around the world now, by either Skype or by telephone. I have clients in New Zealand and Australia and Poland and across Canada and across the United States and other parts of Europe, actually one in South America. So been working with people with all different kinds of challenges for many, many years, for decades. I also teach a lot, and so I will be teaching a five-day intensive this summer at Omega Institute in upstate New York. That's on my website also. It's in October. And I'm just back from Montreal, did a keynote talk there and a workshop, and we'll be doing a keynote in Southern California next year for professional organizations. So the work keeps expanding, and I have a new book about ready to come out with Hay House Publishing, and it will be released the end of this year. So I've been working really hard, kept my head tucked down writing. This one's called Resonance, 9 Practices for Harmonious Health and Vitality. I'm really excited about its ability. Each of these written things seem to have an ability to help people in a way that we can't necessarily do one-on-one always.
Yes, and your book that people can get now is called Cell Level Healing. And where can they can get that book?
Cell Level Healing is all over. It's carried by Barnes & Noble. Amazon has got it. And bookstores like East West Bookshop in Seattle carries it. I have people who have picked it up in bookstores across the nation and Canada. There are 7 foreign editions now. So if you'd like to read it in Chinese, you can do that too.
Well, that's great. You're really getting the work out there, and it's, people are looking for this. And I applaud that in you. And I noticed in the book that you cover different illnesses. So for, you know, if you have MS or cancer or menopause, and you give some tools for people to some meditations or different work visualization. So I would love for you. Because let's just say cancer, because very, very prevalent in our society, and we're all touched. We probably, every one of us probably has someone in our family that has cancer or had cancer. So what can you share a visualization about, say someone's going to go have treatment with chemo and radiation? What would you guide them through? And maybe just do it on the air for people can just experience this while they're listening to the show.
All right. So let's go there. I encourage our listeners to relax, sit back, first of all, to allow whatever position they're in and whatever structure holds them, if they're in a chair or if they're stretched out on their couch, to allow the simplicity of that particular structure to hold you. And with that kind of a breath of relaxation, let your body, mind all come to one place. And then allow the earth and your biology to support you. Within you are cells in your immune system throughout your body that can clean up cells that are rebellious, that are dividing too fast, that we call cancer. And then thirdly, allow the dimension of spirit to touch you, however that resonates the best with you. If it's the sense of God is present with me, or a particular aspect of God, or universe, or cosmos, whatever. I love to think of floating on the wind of spirit. So that all the dimensions around you are conscious to you at this moment. And then, let's say you're headed towards chemotherapy. Imagine yourself going to the hospital, getting on the elevator, walking into the infusion center, saying hi to the people that are there to greet you, sitting down in that big chair, kicking the foot rest out, they're taking your blood pressure. And all this time, you're allowing yourself to touch these simple three dimensions, resting into a place of support. And then maybe you've got a port, or maybe it's needing to find a line in your arm. While that's going on, begin to welcome the chemotherapy. That's kind of a tough thing to ask, but it works really well. You're asking that medicine to come to your body, to be welcomed to your body, to do its highest good, and to have as few side effects as possible. Your body just dissolves side effects, but you welcome what is therapeutic and healing from that medicine. And all the time the infusion is happening, if you can continue to touch into those three aspects, welcome the medicine, and then welcome and support your own body, who has now got some cells that have taken in the medicine and they're in the process of recycling, of dying, of going, whoa, I guess we're not the best in here. Your own body then can clear up quickly those cells. So you're allowing recycling to happen within you. In your conscious mind, you're also supporting the vitality of healthy cells. And very consciously allowing those cells that are not healthy to be quickly recycled. Perhaps you're not facing a specific issue with cancer right now, but we know that all of us have cells that are dividing outside of their usual rate, dividing a bit too fast all the time. The body usually notices them and has a mechanism to clean them up. So let's all take a moment of a deep breath, a moment of being supported and relaxing. And then asking the immune system in our body to quickly, accurately, precisely find those cells that need to be dissolved, recycled. And then giving a round of gratitude and appreciation to our body for the amazing work that it does for us as it keeps us healthy.
Well, that was great. And I encourage people, if you're listening and you just experienced that and you know someone who is having chemo, you can always go back to the archives of my show, look for today's date, and have them listen to it. And I would imagine the more you listen to this and the more you do it, Joyce, the more effective it'll be. Like, how often do you recommend, once a day, to people to do this? Or,
you know, everybody's time and schedule is different, and some people find once a day is great. Some people want to listen a number of times, and then if they kind of get it themselves, it's something you can easily do on your own also. But I'm delighted that it is in a place where people can find it and listen to it and utilize it. Very good thing.
Yes, and you know, I think this is how your work impacts Western medicine, and it would be great if. I'm thinking you could train people to do this and people could go into hospitals. Wouldn't it be great to go into hospitals and work alongside someone next to a doctor or a practitioner who is doing the one putting the chemo through the IV and working while it's happening? Is there openings for that?
You know, I've done that many, many times, invited by individuals to come with them. One person in particular, I went to every single infusion she had. And we did just this, and the staff was quite amazed at how well it went, how healthy she stayed, how everything just fell together really well for her, and she's doing incredibly well. You know, I think one of the cool opportunities would be actually teaching docs and nurses to do this with their patients if they want it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always a little bit of a gap there. Don't want to impose something on someone who goes, yeah, I don't think so. But a lot of people have found it helps so much. And if people are needing to take medication, like after chemo or after radiation, you can do the same thing with radiation, welcoming that beam to touch the cells that need to dissolve, to not injure any of the rest of the body. It certainly helps. But many people with various and sundry different kinds of conditions are taking meds by mouth every morning after breakfast. And most people go, ooh, I can't stand this. I don't want this. And that sets up tension and stress in the body, which is really hard on us. We know that stress causes nerve cells to die. It causes digestive function to be not so good. And it also suppresses the immune system. But we can turn it around by welcoming the meds to our bodies in that peaceful place and blessing them. I welcome this to my body to do its best work.
Yes, that's a great tool. So even I hate even taking my vitamin pills. So just anything we put into our system, we can do this. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll return and continue our conversation with Joyce Hawks.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractor.
The Vacupractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust and not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95.
$19.95, and you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
If you like reading personal development books and would appreciate receiving additional guidance from the author, this unique gift is for you. When you purchase the book, In Search of the Miraculous, Healing into Consciousness, and the No Yes Active Meditation CD, you can register for a free teleclass with Eliza Matadalian, which will give you an opportunity to ask your questions and receive personal guidance on how to find your inner joy and live your life more fully. Visit healingintoconsciousness.com for details.
Welcome back. This is Chris Stainis, and I'm talking to Joyce Hawk. So we've been talking a lot about cellular healing and why it's important. Say, Joyce, tell us about, because, you know, it's kind of a mystery. And I think for people, when they're laying there and someone does hands-on healing or hands necessarily touching the body, but above the body, or we're just sending energy. It's kind of a mystery. People don't know, because I do this too, but how do you reach the cells, and why is it important? Because the work you're doing is you're sending energy to the cells.
Well, and to the whole body and energy system, but also to the cells. And that journey for me was a surprise. I loved cell biology. I loved sitting at the electron microscope and looking at the secrets inside of cells. I was just, like, amazed. As a graduate student and then as a postdoctoral fellow and then as a research scientist for 20 years. When I had a near-death experience, and after that, it took about 7 years for me exploring and reading and talking to folks and discovering that a gift of healing had emerged within me. I just dumped all the science. I said, well, cooey on it. And then when I was in Bali with my master healer teacher, in deep trance, she would describe what she saw inside of people that came to her for healing. And she was describing cells. She'd never seen a book on cells. She'd never heard of the biology of how bodies work. And I was amazed, and I went, whoa, this is an important thing to link up. So when I came back and in my own journey, felt like part of my job was to be able to translate some of what we know in science about how cells work, their magnificence, and link that with how we can tap that with our minds and with the sense of energy work for healing. So many systems of healing work with energy flow. They work with a consciousness that goes to the body to support health and vitality and healing. And to have even a little bit of knowledge of what cells look like and how they work, how they communicate, how they transfer information, what makes action inside of a cell when proteins are formed, that are enzymes and structural parts, and how the power pack of the cell, the mitochondria, how they work, doesn't take a huge lot of that, but some of that information. Then the healing work begins to go deeper. Rather than saying, oh, fix my pancreas, it's like, here are the cells in the pancreas that need support. And there's almost a feeling state of deepening the work. There's a small part of it that's actually intellectual, but it's not driven by the intellect. It's much bigger than that. But here we're coupling, as we talked earlier, the function of the brain that works in beta, that's got all the interesting data and is alert to everything, with that deeper part of us that's in every one of us that connects with the universe, if you will, with that spiritual side. And so I think cell-level healing, as helped me and enabled others to deepen whatever they do to bring the focus and energy to the place where the body actually can heal. It's not this whole organism. It's the parts that carry the life within us. And, you know, probably even deeper than that. If you go deep enough to the level of the atoms, it's beautifully back into empty space again and energy. And we're tapping that deep energy, bringing it up to the biology, the timing of biology, the structure of biology, the magnificent working of the biology within us. And then that expands to the fullness of our consciousness and how we are in the world and how our health is in the world. So that's the cell stuff. I fell in love with them early on, kind of fell out of love, and then found a way that spiritually we can work together with them truly to keep us healthy and vital.
And so it's connecting all those parts of ourselves. We have our emotional bodies and our mental and the physical and the spiritual. And when they're all aligned, we have, you know, true health. Well, going back, because you brought up a lot of things, and so sometimes it's just educating ourselves of, you know, where the body parts are and how a cell operates. Just simply knowing probably helps, like you say, deepen this work. So you mentioned the mitochondria, and I'm aware of that's an important function. They carry an important function in the our cellular health. Can you talk about that?
They're the little power packs of the cell, and each cell has hundreds to thousands of mitochondria, depending on the function of the cell. If something goes wrong with mitochondria, then you've got, they're implicated in diseases such as diabetes and a number of diseases. And as we age, it's mitochondria that are damaged and dying, and we can pump those babies up and keep them working with this type of technique. But they are the only place inside the cell, in the body, that energy is produced. All the energy we have that stays warm, that keeps us moving, talking, thinking, breathing, come from the enzyme ATPase within our mitochondria. So they're just pretty important for our life. They have their own DNA, they have their own information system, and they have the ability to make more of themselves, which is also quite incredible.
So besides thinking of cellular work, it's even going to that finer place of working with your mitochondria. Like if you feel like you're aging faster than you should be, you know, whether you're feeling fatigued, you know, I'm only 50, why am I so tired? Why is my body kind of feels like failing me? Perhaps work on your mitochondria.
Yes,
boost up
absolutely.
That power pack.
I do
well,
it every
this
day. And I know
yeah,
that's different.
Oh, that's great. So good information for everybody. Well, thank you, Joyce, for being here today and sharing with our audience your wisdom about health and healing and the cells.
Thank you. It was a delight. It's just a delight to work with you.
So I'd like to leave everyone with this thought today. Remember, your mind affects your physical health. Send positive thoughts to parts of your body that are aching or are giving you problems. Picture your cells as healthy and capable of healing themselves. And know that the knowledge of health is within you, each and every one of you. Well, this is Chris Danis. I'm glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women. If you'd like to contact me, you can email me at wow@womenofwisdom.org. And I want to remind everybody that our conference for 2012, which is our 20th Woman of Wisdom Conference, is going to be a very special year. We have Jean Houston, Jean Schneider-Bolin, and Noemi Tutu. And you can apply to give a workshop. These workshops are 3 hours long, very experiential. The deadline is August 1st. You can get all the information on our website. Go to www.womenofwisdom.org. And on the left, look for the Conference 2012 link, and you'll find all the documents you need. And remember, the deadline's August 1st. So I also want you to be aware of my book, too. It's an award-winning and Amazon bestseller, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. If you want to touch into that divine feminine and have it change your life, have her change your life and explore what it means to be a woman now, please purchase my book. You can do that on our website, womenofwisdom.org. And you can also sign up for the monthly newsletter. and find out about all our monthly events and our conference updates and all that. So thanks for tuning in today, and have a great weekend.
Been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.